America weekend. Is this the real life?
Let me have you, Donald, please.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Suicide Squad.
It's earning blockbuster dollars, and it's the next phase in the DC Extended Universe following the underrated Batman vs. Superman. But is Suicide Squad a truly bad film? Well, sort of, yeah. As much as the overzealous fanboys want to adore it, the movie has a clear lack of true identity as it mimics cult film Escape from New York and then morphs into 1984's comedy classic Ghostbusters, as if one retread this summer wasn't more than enough. Suicide Squad is big and boisterous with plenty of flash to spare, but it's also a clunky behemoth that barely skims the origins of a number of its characters in the apparently not very able hands of writer-director David Ayer. There's some good stuff, though. Margot Robbie lights up every scene she's in as sexy psycho Harley Quinn, even though she's a feminist nightmare. And Will Smith shows solid acting chops as Deadshot and even gets to battle Batman. It's just too bad that his backstory is so cliche and familiar. Jared Leto is wildly overstuffed as the legendary Joker. He's fun, but no one is going to forget Nicholson or Ledger, so the most I can muster for this bad guy's exercise is a grade of C, and I'm probably being a bit too kind. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. Speaking of entertainment, watch any TV lately? Do you watch CNBC for entertainment? No one does. They watch it to see how they're getting screwed over by the stock market weekday afternoons, but there is programming at the other hours of the day. And now one of the big stars is Jay Leno. Have you seen Jay Leno's Garage? They announced that this show was going to be on back in the summer, and I thought it was going to be on NBC, the mothership network, the big NBC, not CNBC. Well, it turns out Jay's show was on CNBC because, again, they need filler programming outside of business hours. Anyway, it is Jay with his monstrosity of a garage and his, I don't know, what does he have, like 300 cars? I mean, you make all those millions and millions of dollars for hosting The Tonight Show for 20-some-odd years. You need to spend it on something. He bought old cars, restored them, and put them in some garage. So this is Jay Leno's Garage. It's Jay dressed up in a denim shirt and a pair of jeans talking about all things cars. And I stumbled into one of the episodes, and he had Tim Allen on, and so there they are in these old Dodge Chargers, I think it was, and they're driving around in this empty parking lot, and they're doing donuts and spinning out and, you know, speeding, and all of a sudden here come two cops, and you're supposed to think they were really getting pulled over and potentially arrested, and yeah, they were cuffed and all this, and it was just, you know, come on. I know they have to put stuff on, but Jay Leno, you know what, Jay? Maybe it's time to go home. Do you remember what Johnny Carson did after The Tonight Show? He did nothing. He did a guest appearance on David Letterman's show for about 2 minutes one night. Actually, no, about 3 or 4 minutes, and got a 2-minute standing ovation. He brought out David's top 10 list. This was in 95, a few years after his run on The Tonight Show ended. And we never saw Johnny again. You could tell that Jay never wanted to leave. He was dragged kicking and screaming from that show. They tried to pull him out back in 09 when they stuck Conan O'Brien on The Tonight Show, and they gave Jay that weird 10 o'clock show, which was just the Tonight Show light, or almost the Conan O'Brien pregame show. That didn't work out for O'Brien because his humor gets a little weird at 11:30, so Jay goes back. And then they realized they had to put Jimmy Fallon on because Jay was literally aging out of the demographic. And you could tell he did not want to leave, and off Jay goes. Jay was also on an episode of The Muppets a couple of weeks back. So Jay just does not want to go home. And when that happens to an entertainer, of course, all right, I know I'm making light of it, and there will be a day I'll be grabbed and dragged from a microphone, kicking and screaming as well. But when you do it in such a way where it looks like, you know what, maybe it is time to go and spend your day at the dog track, but when you've made your money and you've been so successful in this uber mega way that Jay Leno was to host a franchise such as The Tonight Show for 20 some odd years, maybe it's time to bow out gracefully. I have to hand it to Jerry Seinfeld. He never rushed back to television. Whatever you think of his humor, whatever you thought about that show, from 98 until now, what have we seen him do on TV? regular television, cable, broadcast. All right, he did that 1 year on Curb Your Enthusiasm with a pseudo Seinfeld reunion. He was in, what, 6 or 7 episodes. He took his act online. And the Comedians in Coffee idea is brilliant, and it's funny. But this thing that Jay is doing right now, this Jay Leno's Garage, we know he has cars. Terrific. It's wonderful. We don't need to see them. And the jokes that worked back in the summer of 95, they don't necessarily work in the summer of 16. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30. Afterburners are on. He's gone. Touchdown, Irish.
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.